Did you notice in that psalm how the earth was really kind of key all the way through it? The earth in this psalm is seen as a part of creation and not something that is a given, not just so much dirt, but it is a manifestation of God's creative power and will. And it takes on the characteristics of something alive. And even though at this point I could go on and talk about our need for ecology and care for God's creation that we call the earth, that's not really how the psalmist is talking about the earth. He's talking about the earth as if it's something that has problems, that there is something that occasionally goes about, happens, that isn't easy. And we can understand that. We know that when mountains tremble, when the earth quakes and the seas boil and all of these things happen, when the earth changes, that this is ground-shaking stuff. And it becomes a reminder that for us as people, as other parts of God's creation, we too have these earthquakes in our lives, times of turmoil, things becoming such a tumult within us and around us that we're just shaken, shocked, done. Now, the hymn we just sang has it that in that last verse, this idea that as Christians, we should always be happy, that we should never feel disappointed or depressed or downhearted because Jesus is with us and Jesus loves us. And you will hear that oftentimes in the background of people when they're talking to you, and that's exactly how you're feeling, a little down. A little frustrated, a little hurt, a little weary, whatever. And it just needs to be said that that's not really what the Bible is going to tell us. The Bible is going to tell us that life can be in utter turmoil. And that the tumult we feel around us and in us is real. And it is as devastating as war, as devastating as mountains shaking in the waters. And the waters are the waters of chaos, always. And the land is always a firm foundation in the midst of that chaos. And so when the psalmist says, the mountains and the oceans tremble, that's turmoil. And somehow, I don't think it's just Yankee reservedness, but Christians are much more likely to feel like we need to lift up the good and put on our happy face and let people know that we've got that joy, joy, joy deep down in our hearts. But sometimes it's not there. Sometimes it is shaken. And sometimes that happiness is leached out. We all know the sort of things. Just the physical aches and pains of moving, especially first thing in the morning. Having cancer, knowing those who have cancer, cerebral palsy and muscular dystrophy, all of these things, ALS, arthritis and diabetes, oh, they're not just something that happens and we then have to say, oh, but at least Jesus is here in my heart. We have to go a lot farther than that, because it is utterly disruptive, like an earthquake. We know that our minds are not always a simple place, and that we can be tossed into turmoil when depression or compulsive disorders happen, or when we are deep into grief, when we are struggling with memory, maybe even Alzheimer's. That really are times of utter tumult and a quake that shakes the foundations of the earth, of our life. We know that our relationships can be such a good foundation and bedrock, and we know that without friends and family, we would be lost. Without a church, we wouldn't know how to deal with so many things. But because those relationships are so strong, so important, when they crumble, oh, when there's heartbreak, a relationship is broken, when we have fights with our children or our parents or our siblings, it is just internal chaos. It is a tumult. And that happens with our institutions as well. When we feel like our church is not really where or what it might be or could be, when we feel like our town is being frustrated by this or by that, when our nation is at division with itself, when the world is in just an ongoing, turmoiling war of words and hatred and angst and distrust. It is like we're walking on shaky ground. We're walking on broken earth, like we don't know if our next step is going to be bedrock, quicksand, or crumble underneath us. Life can be that way. Sometimes it feels like life is only that way. And when that is what you're seeing, when that is what you're feeling, when the earth and your ground of being is such an uneven time. Psalm 46. Go back. Read it. Because what it says is, yeah, that's the way life can be. Even the earth can be in tumult and turmoil and quake and rock and shake and everything else. And who are we if the earth is going to be doing all of that to expect that our life is going to be a rose garden? It isn't. That's not what God promises us. Here's what God promises: to be a refuge, to be strength, to be a place where we can go and metaphorically curl up into God's lap, God's embrace, maybe weep just a little bit, maybe sigh, maybe just relax utterly in that refuge, knowing that no matter what is in turmoil, no matter what tornadoes and hurricanes whip the bits and pieces, the flotsam and the jetsam of our life, that there, right now, we're safe. It's good. There's strength wrapped around us, giving us the refuge that we need and want. And maybe that is just the time when we need to hear what God says in this psalm. All the rest of it is the psalmist talking. Yep, things are tossed and turned and all up and down. But in the midst of that, God says, be still. Quiet yourself down. Cease the activity. Cease trying to be God, trying to fix everything that needs to be fixed, take care of everything that needs to be taken care of. Let God be God for at least a minute and relax. And breathe. Be still. And know that God is God. And let God be God. Be still and know that the Lord is our God, our refuge, our strength. That God is not the fixer. God is not Merlin, Gandalf, or Dumbledore, who can just simply make things better. But if we can slow down, be still, and know that God is God, and trust that, the earth doesn't shake quite so much. And our fears and concerns about how the bits and pieces that have been broken apart are going to fit back together again, that fear can rest with God and not require us to run around and piece it all back together again, hold it together. Let God be God. When the nations are in turmoil and war seems to be half a breath away, and for some, it's what they live in the midst of. But be still and let God be God. No, it's not the whole answer. No, it's not the end result, but it's the start. It's the start of who we are, shutting up and listening to God and letting God be God. And from there, yeah, then maybe we can go and we can do. Once we know that God is God, and once we let God be God, then we let God guide our feet, guide our hands, guide our words. But in the midst of all the tumult that we have personally and corporately, sometimes we've just got to be still and know that God is God. Psalm 46. Amen.